This is a song of reproduction.
I had a little gramophone. I'd wind it round and round, and with a sharpish needle it made a cheerful sound. And then they amplified it, it was much louder then.
And you sharpen fiber needles to make it soft again.
Today for reproduction I'm as eager as can be. Count me among the faithful fans of high fidelity. High fidelity, hi-fi's the thing for me. With an LP disc, an FM set, and a corner reflex cabinet. High frequency range, complete with auto change. All the highest notes, neither sharp nor flat.
The ear can't hear as high as that.
Still, I ought to please any passing bat.
With my high fidelity.
Who made this circuit up for you, anyway? Bought it in a shop. Ooh, what a horrible shoddy job they fobbed you off with. Surprised they let you have it in this room anyway. The acoustics are all wrong. If you raise the ceiling 4 feet, put the fireplace from that wall to that wall, you'll still only get the stereophonic effect if you sit in the bottom of that cupboard. I see you've got your negative feedback coupled in with your push-pull input-output. Take that across through your Reddit pickup to your tweeter. If you're modding more than 8, you're going to get wow on your top. Try to bring that down through your preamp rumble filter to your woofer. What'll you get? Flutter on your bottom.
High fidelity, FFRR for me. I've an opera here that you shan't escape. On miles and miles of recording tape. High decibel gain is easy to obtain.
With the tone control at a single touch.
Bel canto sounds like double Dutch.
And I never did care for music much. It's a high fidelity.
This is perhaps a good moment to explain that we don't normally have these things standing around here, but tonight they are recording this stereophonically, in fact, for posterity. So wherever you're sitting now, that's where you'll be on the record. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up nice and straight. Any of you feel like rolling in the aisles or being carried out helpless with mirth, this is a jolly good night to do it. Do you want to say hello to posterity?
Hello!
Hello, posterity. We sort of move around a bit. They'll use it for demonstration purposes. But it helps, you know. We've had a lot of luck with records. Some of the songs that have made our names a household word, like Slop Bucket, are the little series of animal songs that we've been writing, mostly for Ian Wallace, an artist we very much admire. We have several of his paintings at home. We're often asked how we write these songs, often asked why. It's not always easy to say exactly how the idea for a song first comes. But I can, as it happens, tell you how I first got the idea for this next song. I live in Kensington, naturally. Battersea. He calls it South Chelsea. Now, it's very much snobby for me. You turn left by Ponting's Dustbins. Scarsdale Villa, sort of decayed gentility. Very nice there, you know, open trees, all right, very happy there, smokeless. The road itself is a bit of a snag. That road has got the steepest camber on it, you know, the old slope, of any road in London. It's about 1 in 3. If you park your car by the pavement, as people do from time to time, the car's tilted like that. Well, now, that means you can only get this near side door open a little bit, then the pavement stops it. You want to use this door, you're going to make a jump for it. Bad enough, all up and down the road, but just outside where I happen to live, 1A, of course it would be, it's just like the Great North Face of Everest. Things right over its side. You can't get this door open at all. You've got to keep it full of petrol or it shows empty. I can't use this door. I've got to get out, get to this thing. It's on the pavement. Well, I wrote to the local council about this. Very nice about it, you know, elections coming up and so on. But then we have got a jolly decent lot of old burghers on our council. Get them sticking up flags on the town hall, I'll tell you that much. Then our council is, of course, strictly non-political. They're all conservatives. They took a bite out of the paper. They didn't do it themselves. They sent a chap round. Chap with a chain round his neck. And there is just one spot now where I can drive up in a comparatively lordly fashion and get out very nicely. Thank you. Thanks to the borough engineer, you see. At least I could. But you know, every day when I get back from my daytime work with the submerged log company, I find another car has parked in that spot. Would you credit it? Always the same one, day after day, a great big, horrible, flashy thing with teeth. It's got an engine at both ends. Never seen the owner, just the car. I have done everything to shift it, you see me?
Oh.
I put little notes under the windscreen wiper saying, do not park here. You shall smart for this. I keep putting orange boxes out there, as you have to, you know. I'm fed up with oranges. I stick pins into wax models of his big end. There it is next day, large as life, twice as large. It's not one of the neighbours. This chap, whoever he is, he comes for miles to park his car in that spot. Never get hold of it. Might be anybody. The whole of London might even be one of you. If anybody here tonight is in the habit of parking their car in Scarsdale Villas, might I ask you, would you leave it up the far end? Up at the Pembroke Arms, give it a treat. Not always bang outside 1A. Thank you very much. The number of this car. I'll never forget this number as long as I live. I've sat gazing at it for hours on end sometimes, thinking of nothing else. Number is 346GNU.